This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour two of the Lake Show, and I'm not going to hide my disappointment from this past weekend with the Minnesota Twins. Twins did not have a good start after the All-Star break. And now they encounter a worst-case scenario. The Minnesota Twins lose a series to Colorado, which, you know this, I said weeks leading up to that series, or to the All-Star, I said, the Twins need to play better going into the All-Star break, have a little bit of maybe a winning streak or win a couple of series. Then coming out of the break, you beat Colorado. They didn't do that. Chris Paddock was terrible on Friday. Joe Ryan got us back in the win column. He won yesterday. He was amazing. But that was frustrating to watch over the weekend, how they performed in Colorado. With that being said, this to me is such a bad situation to be in, because the L.A. Dodgers are on the struggle bus right now. The L.A. Dodgers are, man, they're underachieving for what everybody knows them to be, one of the more talented teams in Major League Baseball. Now, will the L.A. Dodgers, who, by the way, they lead the West by 3.5 games still, okay? They lead the Padres. Will the L.A. Dodgers continue to be the favorites to win it all? I believe so, yes. If you were to say, okay, like you got a free $500 or $1,000 to put on a team, who are you putting your money on? I'm picking the Dodgers. They got Shohei. They got Mookie. They got so many guys. I'm not sure if Freddie Freeman is going to play tonight because he tweaked something with his hand or something like that over the weekend. But the bottom line is they're as talented a team as you're going to find. But with that being said, now's not the time to play them, because I know what the comeback is. The comeback for most people would be like, no, Lake, this is the time to play them. They just got swept. They've lost three consecutive games. I would say the opposite. You're going to face a pissed-off Dodgers team tonight. You do not want to play them. And we don't play well in L.A. anyway. So that's that. So I look at it, bad weekend for the Twins. And what I stated to everybody, I said this going into the All-Star break. And so far, it's playing out this way. And I repeated myself last week when I got back from Vegas Summer League. Who did I say I thought was going to slow down?
Tigers.
The Tigers lost this weekend their series.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually lost some games going into the All-Star break. And right now, they're losing 3-0 to Pittsburgh. So, if the Twins can get their stuff together, maybe, just maybe, they could put a little bit of pressure on Detroit. Do I think that's going to happen? Probably not, but at least get in the wild card.
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, my daughter had her second run of Willy and the Wonka Factory, or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at Blue Water Theater. Look forward to it. Great performances. Had the scores. Everything was pinned on my phone. I walked out of that theater and I was pissed. Because if you are a contending team, you do not lose 2 out of 3 to Colorado. You don't play the way that you did in those first two games and have Joe Ryan bail you out yesterday if you are a contending team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the message should be, hey, we're good enough to make a run. You can't lose 2 out of 3 against Cal. You were in danger of getting swept. It's not even like you took one of the first two. Colorado was thinking sweep. Good teams, playoff teams, do not stumble like that coming out of the break. I don't care what kind of excuses they have. You don't. And I'm one of those, Henry, that I will say that, yeah, you are catching the Dodgers in their swoon. You are. Because they've lost 3 in a row. They've lost 8 out of their last 10. They are not scoring any runs. In the month of July, they have the second worst offense in Major League Baseball. Only the Pirates have been worse. Only the Pirates have scored less runs than the LA Dodgers. And they're pitching, they've got an ERA of over 5, their starting staff. Now, Shohei Ohtani's only going to throw a few innings tonight. His ERA is like 1. But then you're going to get into Dustin May. And you've got... You've got a very formidable Dodger team. I say this is when you do get them, because I joke about being a slump buster. You don't want to be the Dodgers slump buster, because when they break out of it, they are going to break out of it in a big, big way. And you can't expect the Tigers to continue to struggle like they are. You have to take advantage of it. And they're still on the periphery of a playoff spot. But I think the next 3 games, Henry, I think this series against the LA Dodgers is of epic importance for this team. Because if they come out and they get their doors blown off, this weekend you got Washington, another last place team. You're like, well, you didn't do, you won a series against Pittsburgh. You didn't play well against Colorado. Didn't play well against, the Dodgers. And now you got to pin your entire hopes on the Nationals. I think this team, I think things could teeter over the next 3 days.
I don't expect them to win this series against the Dodgers. I don't. We're not a better team than the Dodgers. So to think that we're going to go on the road and beat the Dodgers after we just lost to Colorado, I don't think that's realistic. So I'm not even thinking like that. I'm being real with the people out there. I expect you to come home and get it together, though. I expect you to come home and get it together. And I think that one of the things, and we can take some Twins.
I wish I could feel the same.
We can take some Twins phone calls or texts at 651-461-9226. The most frustrating thing to me about the current Twins season is that we are 100% wasting an MVP contending type season from Byron Buxton. I'm not saying that he's the MVP in the AL. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he's a top 5 candidate. And for us to be below 500 with him playing as well as he's played, for him to be available, knock on wood, and be healthy, it's unacceptable in my eye.
Yeah, no, you're right. If the Twins were anywhere near the island of relevancy, Byron Buxton would be talked about in the same category as an Aaron Judge, as a Riley Green, as a Tarik Skubal, as a Jose Altuve. Like, you have these names, and you look at Byron Buxton's number. Byron Buxton's numbers are as good as anybody's in Major League Baseball. And I think it's even more impressive because of all the injuries that he suffered. But I think gone are the days of, Andre Dawson winning an MVP for a last place Cubs team in 1988.
Well, yeah, no, that is not.
I mean, those days are gone. Like, you have to be relevant. And right now, unless the Twins can get their poop in a group, you're absolutely right. Byron Buxton is going to be like, man, that was a great season, but what did your team do? Because as much as we want to say the MVP is not an individual award, it is an individual award that also has a team influence. You know what I mean? Like your numbers could be worse, but if your team is playing better, I feel like you're given more of a benefit of a doubt because your success and your season helped catapult them to that point. And the Twins, they're just not there right now.
This past weekend really bugs me. I can't get past it, man. I really can't.
Oh, no, I was legitimately angry. I was legitimately angry. And I'm like, I'm muttering to myself as I'm leaving the theater. And I'm like, how can you come out and, you know, you win these three series? It's the Colorado Rockies out of all teams. I mean, was it our fault for expecting this team to play better against a team that had won 22 games in the first half? Maybe that's our fault for putting too high of expectations on the Minnesota Twins, because you can't beat a team that had 22 freaking wins in the first half of the season. Maybe that's our fault for thinking that this team was better than they were. Maybe this isn't a team that I think the worst thing that could happen, Henry, is for them to have this goodwill that has taken them a long time to rebuild, and then to have it completely just like poof, disappear. And then you start trading Duran and Jax and you start selling this off, because then I think that all of that goodwill that they've had to scratch and claw to get these fans back, I feel like you're going to backslide right back into it, and it's going to be this never-ending cycle.
Coming up next is Bite of the Night. That's next year on The Late Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, let's react to the Bite of the Night this evening. And tonight's Bite of the Night involves Jason Benetti. He is the play-by-play voice of the Chicago White Sox. And he also, because he also does, which national broadcast does he do? Is it ESPN or is it Fox?
You know, that I don't know. I thought he did the Tigers.
Oh, the Tigers. The Tigers.
Yeah.
So, the Tigers.
Okay.
I think he previously had done
the White Sox.
You know, this is why I'm getting confused. The national stuff and then the local teams. Sometimes I've seen him at Target Field here for like a national game because he is, and I'm calling this right, he is in the wheelchair, right?
Or he I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So phenomenal,
he's really good.
Extremely talented broadcaster. He's amazing. But he's doing the game, and it's Tigers and the Rangers. And the deal is this. He has fun with the fact of everybody talking about the Coldplay situation. The CEO of the Astronomer and his HR person, them getting caught up in the suite, all of that. Everybody's talking about it, which we'll get to in a second. But this is what it sounded like on the broadcast.
CEOs beware. Chris Martin is here. Out of the Rangers bullpen.
So, did you guys see what he did there? CEOs beware, because Chris Martin, not as in Coldplay, but Chris Martin is here out of the Rangers bullpen. Play it one more time.
CEOs beware. Chris Martin is here. Out of the Rangers bullpen.
All right, so I love how timely he was about this. Everybody's talking about it. You were not with me when I got into this. I don't get the fascination with all this. I'm dead serious. I don't. I think that this is overkill and it's extreme. Like, I'm not sitting here saying that the CEO or his employee, that they were in the right. Clearly, they were in the wrong. Okay? People cheat every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nothing new. People are going to get busted. Some people are going to get away with it. This is my point. How much are we going to talk about this? I don't get, like, the memes and everything. And I know that some people be like, well, hold on. Like, why are you showing them any sympathy? They didn't have any sympathy for, you know, their families. And it has nothing to do with that. What I'm saying is that I don't think that those two people who I'd never had ever heard of or even known anything about, I don't think that them having an affair and getting busted at a concert is worthy of being in the USA Today. I don't.
Yeah, to me, I think when it comes to the memes and everything, it's going to die down.
Yeah, for sure.
People are enjoying it now in the moment. I think it's not so much that it was the affair. I think it was the reaction, and especially when the camera panned on them and the gentleman just like slinking down and trying to get off the screen, I think the reaction made it worse than what it was.
Oh, and they both reacted poorly.
Yeah, they did.
She turned her back and didn't even leave the screen.
Yeah.
She turned her back and was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, people are breaking this down like it's Da Vinci's code, because there's the woman that's next to him that's got her left hand on the side of her head, and she's laughing. So people are like, well, who is she? Is she somebody that works with them? Did she out them? Did she let Coldplay know that, hey, this is where they're at?
Of course she did.
You know, so it's like people are digging and digging for this. I think it's funny in the sense that, okay, there's this reaction to it, and everybody's spoofing it. But at the end of the day, kind of like you, it means nothing to me. But I think what made a bad situation worse is how they acted when they were caught. And I mean, I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Why does America care this much about this, though? Because people are trying to say that they're like, oh, look at a billionaire cheating on his family and us. They are broke people that cheat.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Poor, what are you talking
poor
about?
People cheat.
I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, he's a billionaire and this is what elitists do. Man, it's people with no money in their pockets that are cheating.
I mean, why do you think Cheaters with Joey Greco was such a popular television show? Right? Like, why do we? I think we're fascinated with when people get caught, because we like to play the moral police, and like, well, I would never do that. Well, yeah, but yeah, whether or not he's rich, he's poor, black, white, green, red, whatever ethnicity, whoever they are, at the end of the day, it's infidelity that is alleged. And if that's how they're going to react to getting caught, then that's on them. I think everybody's having fun with that. That's how I...
Isn't it a bit much at this point, though?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. It's overkill. But everybody wants to jump on the new hot thing. And then it's going to die down. And there's going to be something else that's going to take its place. I mean, I've had fun watching the spoofs. Like seeing the Philly fanatic when, you know, the Phillies, who are fantastic with this, and the Philly fanatic, they pounced on it right away. Other businesses, ESPN pounced on it. You know, they did a little spoof for social media. So people are spoofing it because they can get clicks, they can get likes, they can get engagement. When they stop getting engagement, then they'll stop creating that content. So, and I think it's already peaked, because then it's going to become passe.
Man,
but I don't.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, I don't care that they're billionaires. Like you said, poor people cheat all the time.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, the WNBA women deserve more money. I honestly do believe that, and I don't think it's controversial to say. We get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There are a lot of people that were talking about the current negotiations and the CBA with the WNBA. And now they're trying to work out a deal. Some players, popular players, have said, look, if we don't get a good deal, we'll strike. And, you know, we won't look to have a season next year, which I hope it doesn't get to that. I don't think anybody likes sports strikes, because we love our sports. But at the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do. Now, the one thing that people have always thrown in the faces of these female athletes is, well, how much money you're bringing in, right? Like that's always used to talk down on the ladies because they're like, your league is not making any money. The NBA is having to pick you guys up and all the
you're all subsidized this, by the men.
All these other things, right? And so, look, if that was going to be your argument years ago, okay, that's fine. We've moved past that. Now we're up to speed with the fact that the WNBA is a valuable league. Everybody's in love with women's basketball right now. Not everybody. I'm not saying it literally, but like people understand that we're having a moment. Now, with that having a moment, we know that the current state of the WNBA is that franchises are becoming more valuable and we're seeing expansion in the league. So, what does that mean for player salaries? I found this interesting, and this is from Ryan Russillo, formerly with ESPN. He tweeted this out this morning. Over the years, I haven't loved some of the WNBA arguments for higher pay, but now it's pretty simple. If the Vegas Aces sell for $2 million in 2021 and are supposedly worth $290 to $310 now, which I'm not buying it. It's not worth that much. It's worth something, not that much. $310? Maybe it is. So it was $2 million 4 years ago. Now it's up to like $290, $310 now. Why would you expect the players to receive just 9% of the revenue? The Valkyries expansion fee was $50 million 2 years ago. Today, expansion cost is $250. In what other profession would someone as valuable as Caitlin Clark make only $78,000? I agree with Ryan Russillo. These women should get a raise. It's the WNBA is worth way more than what it used to be. Let's start getting in line and bumping up the salaries. It makes all the sense in the world. Now, I'm not saying you gotta get crazy with the salaries, right? Because you still want to expand your league and all that stuff. They're predicting they're going to expand. Well, they announced they're going to expand some more teams here in the next couple of years
to Detroit. But I'm trying to think.
But they should be in a situation to where they are giving their players more money.
It's higher profile now than what it's ever been, and some of that might be Caitlin Clark.
It might a lot be, of it's Caitlin Clark,
and you know if she is the catalyst to, you know, to raise the profile of the entire league, then that's great. You know, if she's the lead dog, then you know what? The $78,000 salary is nothing because of everything else that she's making in endorsements. But some of these other women are not getting that same opportunity, but yet they are still helping raise the profile of the league. Maybe not, you know, quite to what she's doing. So I do understand the, well, you know, you're subsidized by the NBA, so you know, are you a credit or a debit on the ledger sheet? I understand that, but I also think that's a little bit old-fashioned and outdated.
Well, and first off, the problem with that argument, though, to some degree, is we don't always get the straight from these NBA ball clubs.
No, we don't. I mean, they're not. If an organization has ever been 100% transparent about their financial situation,
it would be the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not, whether it's the Twins or the Vikings or the Wolves or the Lynx or whoever, like I'm not buying any of what they're selling us. I do think there's a social impact to this as well, and I feel like the WNBA's influence is quite extreme now, especially with younger women, because there are more role models, I feel, and that they're higher profile and more visible, and I think that's great.
It's been phenomenal to see the glow up. It really has. The glow up for the WNBA has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love every second of it. With that being said, it's time to pay the woman. Seriously. I don't understand why we just continue to fight and fight and fight on raising salaries for women. I'm dead. No. This is the American way. We tend to stifle till we can't do it anymore. Women getting paid, and it's unacceptable. It's wrong. I'm not sitting here saying that the WNBA is forever going to be a cash cow. I'm not sitting here saying that it's a flawless league. I'm not even sitting up here saying that you got to throw all the money at the women. Mm-hmm. I'm saying I do think that there should be raises. Like, there's no way that Caitlin Clark, I know that she's got endorsements and she's got a lot of money and she's a millionaire and all that, but there's no way she should be making $78,000. Like, that's insane.
Not for the value of what you're bringing the league.
She's bringing millions upon millions.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to pay her $78,000? And I know you'll say, well, that's Caitlin Clark. What about the person at the end of the bench? I don't care. That's the point. But this is a theme, though, with women. The women that played for the U.S. national team in soccer, they had to go to damn court.
Yeah.
Over their situation. And they're more valuable than the men.
Yeah. The women's national team, much more impactful than the men. Like, it's because of the success. Well, even the success doesn't even matter, which is sad. Because, you know, we all remember Brandi Chastain, you know, because of the bra thing. Or we know Megan Rapinoe. We know more players for the women than we do for the men because of their profile, because of the success. And I don't know if anything's ever going to change, though. That's the thing. Even if they do get a raise, it's never going to be equal with their value to the league, because without the players, there's no league. And I think that's...
Well, we got to start with the raise. Start with the raise, and then we'll get to the equal a little bit later. But start with the raise.
It's never going to be equal. I mean, we know that. We understand that. And I don't think the women are asking for equal, but when you're asking for, when everything in the league is going up and your revenues are going up, but your salaries remain the same.
That's a bunch of crap.
That's a slap in the face. We see that a lot of places. Like, that's a societal thing.
There is something that was said, though, over this weekend that I didn't like. And it was from Kelsey Plum. And I love Kelsey Plum. I love me some Kelsey Plum. Okay? L.A. Sparks. Point guard. As you may have seen, the women, when they came out there for the WNBA All-Star Game, they had these T-shirts on. And it was basically about, you know, the wages. You know, pay us more, pay us what we're worth, and all this other stuff, whatever. I totally get that.
Pay us what you owe us.
And I like that. They're letting it be known that we're not going to just, you know, lay back and just take it from anybody. You guys need to go ahead and show us more respect with regards to salaries. Well, Kelsey Plum was sitting up at the podium, and she was on the post-game presser after the All-Star game and was chatting and answering questions. And I know that Sabrina Ionescu, I don't think she really liked the fact that she brought this up because she didn't think it was material to any conversation. But this is this is Kelsey Plum talking about the shirts, but at the same time, she took a little bit of a dig at Team Caitlin Clark.
Well, it was a very powerful moment. We didn't, at least as players, we didn't know that was going to happen. So I think it was kind of like a genuine surprise. But the T-shirt, just United Front, was determined this morning that we had a meeting for. And, you know, not to tattletale, but zero members of Team Clark were very present for that. But, no, we were just... We had a very...
that really needed to be mentioned.
I'm trying to make a situation light, okay? But I think it was just all of us getting on the same page for the game. We wanted to do something that was just united and collective, and I thought that it was a very powerful moment and got the point across, and, you know, sometimes you don't have to say anything.
All right, so you did tattletale.
Yeah, not the tattletale, but...
You tattletaled, yeah. And look... Do I think that all the stuff about Caitlin Clark and people hating her and all that stuff is overblown? 100%. I think it's way overblown. Do I think there is some jealous and envy towards Caitlin Clark? Yes. No question. I don't think there's any question about that. But I'll say this, and I love Kelsey Plum. She didn't need to go there. What was the reason for that? There was no, because Caitlin Clark was not a part of that scrum there. She wasn't a part. Like, that had nothing to do with Caitlin Clark. And by the way, Caitlin Clark had the shirt on.
I was just going to say she
Caitlin
wore the
Clark
shirt.
Caitlin Clark had the shirt. So she was
shirt,
supporting
yeah.
every other woman. So, Kelsey, chill. Don't. Why is Caitlin Clark catching a stray right there? That was dumb.
It almost seems like, and we talked about Caitlin Clark in these glowing terms because of what she is. Because I wasn't sure coming out of Iowa how that was going to translate and how she was, like, if it was going to be, you know, she was going to be the it girl in college, and then you get to the WNBA and you're just kind of another player. I didn't know if the star power was going to translate. But then you look at it, and I can understand if there's a little bit of bitterness and a little bit of jealousy because Caitlin Clark's coming in here and getting all of these endorsements, and she's the face of the league, and everybody's kowtowing to her, and it's like, it's all about Caitlin Clark, Caitlin Clark. And
but why is she speaking on what Caitlin Clark, because she didn't say Caitlin Clark the person. Mm-hmm. She said Team Caitlin
Team
Clark.
Clark, yeah.
So she was insinuating that it was Caitlin Clark and then other people that she had selected. Like, why even bring that up?
Yeah.
Other people have schedules, too, on All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why she went there. It was unnecessary. And even, you know, Sabrina Ionescu, you could just look at her face. She was uncomfortable with that because it's one thing to talk about it. But, yeah, then she's guilty by association. And all she's doing is, you know, sitting next to Kelsey Plum. So it's I understand maybe there's frustration towards Caitlin Clark. But at the same time, you don't have to air that little bit because all that's going to do is make something out of nothing. Like, she's trying to, I'm trying to make light of a situation. I don't think there was a situation to be made light of that people needed to know about.
She did try to laugh it off. She did try to do that, and she did try to make light of it after, but it was like, you never should have brought it
you
up.
You didn't have to do that in the first place. Like,
yeah.
this was something that you created, and now you're trying to be like, okay, I'm just trying to make light. Well, there wasn't anything that people needed to know. Like, keep that in-house, whatever it is.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. We've got headlines. That's next year on The Late Show. All right, let's dive into headlines. Christopher Tubbs has got headlines for us this evening like he always does. Programming note, just so you guys are aware, we have 30 more minutes left of The Late Show, and then at 8:30 we've got Twins pregame. First pitch tonight at 9:10. We'll do the same thing tomorrow. Go all the way up until 8:30. And then Wednesday, it is kind of a middle-of-the-day game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they start
like
when Jason DeRusha,
yeah.
It's like a 3:10 start, which is an odd time to start.
Yeah. When we get on the air on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about a twin sweep. It's going to be fun. It's going to be the best hump day in the history of the world.
Oh, by the way, real quick before we get into headlines.
Uh-huh.
Remember we were talking about the shows and the characters and actors that we liked, and we brought up, you know, what we talked about, Malcolm Jamal Warner, talked about Andy Griffith, Tom Selleck. He's winning in life.
Yeah.
I like Tom Selleck.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, his wife is beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but now I have legitimately a crush on his daughter on Instagram.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I was doing at the top of the last hour.
Mm. Googling Tom Selleck's daughter.
Looking at Tom Selleck's daughter on Instagram. Her name is Hannah.
It's a good name for a kid. Good name for a kid.
I know you love it. I know you love it.
I like the name. I didn't. Didn't choose the name because of Magnum TA or Magnum PI. I'm thinking Magnum Magnum TA is the wrestler that it looks like the same. You put Magnum TA. Oh my God. Yeah, you can tell. I can't stop thinking.
Let's just say that Hannah's cooking.
Is she cooking?
She's okay. cooking. And she's into that. What is the horse thing? Equestrian?
Equestrian.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
Let me get my equestrian on.
Yeah. You never wanted to be a saddle so much in your life, do you, H. Lake? Hey, it's a month out from the Minnesota State Fair. I know that we're all excited about that. Hey, but all kidding aside, there's a lot of pounding nails and hammers buzzing and saws. And guess who's getting an upgrade? That's right. We are. We as in WCCR Radio's cabin-like booth on Carnes Avenue between the Minnesota Republican Party and the original location of Sweet Martha's Cookies. They stripped off the shingles from the awning above the front porch. They're installing solar panels. Ooh, I don't know if we can go about the clean energy here. Solar, I don't know. It's among the first buildings at the fairgrounds to have such a setup, which is pretty cool. Now, there's nothing particularly groundbreaking going on with the roof of the Warner Coliseum, which is being replaced as part of a $22 million project that includes brighter lights and airflow. All the better to see the horses jump and run, talking about equestrian there, along with dressed up llamas parading around in costumes. Crews have been climbing to the top of the building, which first opened in 1951 to make the repairs. Now, August 21st is the earliest the state fair can start. Latest start date is August 27th, which is the opening date of this year's Great Minnesota Get-Together.
You know, this is interesting. And I say it's interesting because last year into this year, it was all about doing the studios here and remodeling WCCO and refreshing.
Give us a new coat of paint.
Now it's at the fair.
Yeah.
It only makes sense, right?
I know. Well, I mean, in the front porch, it is going to be kind of cool to see, like, the shingles on the front porch. And now if they could just work on the actual, like, studio inside, you know, that would be nice. I don't even know if we're going out to the fair this year.
I was not at the fair last year, I don't think.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
I don't think I did one show. It was a lot of being at Target Field. I know that.
A lot of baseball. Hey, network late night shows have been losing viewers for years, but The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is primed for a ratings bump. That's because tonight is going to be Colbert's first new episode since CBS shocked the media sector by announcing that The Late Show is going to end in May. Last week's cancellation sparked speculation amongst fans that CBS might have pulled the plug for political reasons.
Dumb.
Let's just say that I have a weird feeling that Stephen Colbert is not going to hold back in the next 10 months that he's on the air.
Nor should he. Let's go. Come on, Colbert. Handle business, baby.
It's all part of the merger, man. They did it because of the merger, which is, you know, it's business.
Let's have some fun. All right, coming up next here at the top of the hour, after the commercial break, a not-so-good development in grocery store availability. I'll explain that next year on The Late Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.